My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is a Tie Tuesday. That means the Tie Law will be here in a couple hours, around 8:20 or so, and we will talk Monday Night Football and Jets loss to start the season with Ty Law. We will talk New England Patriots and the outlook when it comes to Seattle at home, week number two. We got to, at some point this morning, got to figure out what we are going to suggest when it comes to voting on a walk-up song for New England Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo.
Right.
After learning yesterday when he was with us at Gillette who his three favorite artists are. And remind me, it was
Biggie,
Migos.
And Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. All right, so those are the artists that we have to choose from. And we'll put, what do we do, Courtney? Put a poll up on Instagram or something? Or how do we do that?
Yeah, I think we could do a poll.
Okay.
Right. That would be good.
All right. So I really enjoyed Gerard Mayo yesterday on the show. I really, he is transparent and forthcoming, and I like it. It's a
different vibe.
It is a different vibe, yes.
And if I may, I can now explain why the Pats are in second.
Oh, okay.
So the Dolphins are, the Dolphins and the Pats both beat AFC teams.
Okay.
The Dolphins scored more points than the Pats. The Bills played an NFC team, so they're in third right now in the standings. Pats are in second, and the Dolphins are in first.
Okay. All right.
So if I may, all of the lame texters saying, my God, she's an idiot, it's a three-way tie, or you and Curtis, that's your explanation.
All right.
So I hope everybody has a great Tuesday.
See, that helped me out. I had no clue.
I just had to do a little bit more digging.
That's why I asked.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate when the digging happens and we get the full explanation. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Me too.
Quite frankly, I just learned something.
I did too.
Curtis, anything?
I literally looked at Chime. Greg looked at me looking at Chime and said something. I had nothing to do with that being brought up on the show.
I can't see you, so I would assume the way that Greg handled that, that you were giving eyes.
I did not. I literally looked to my right. Greg saw Chime because I asked Chime because that didn't sound right to me, but I didn't do it on the radio because I didn't have the answer. Mm. So I didn't want to interrupt your trending when I didn't know what the answer was going to be. So I was respectful and just talk to my colleague in here. Greg saw that conversation and said, I think I'm with you, having the intuition of knowing what we were talking about, but we did not say a word to one another.
Okay. Well, I appreciate now everyone knows and everyone's on the same page.
Yep, I'm definitely following you now.
Curtis, you are not allowed to throw eyes or
to throw size. We learned that with Wiggy.
Oh, yeah.
Not Simon, bro. Don't Simon, bro.
I just want to get out of here alive.
Eyes and size from Curtis. It's eyes and size.
Giggles I can deal with.
You don't mind the giggles?
Laughs and the giggles.
I've just decided to agree with Wiggy. That's been my new campaign, and it's helped me a lot.
Thank you very much.
Well, you made a great point.
We are highlight of the Mayo. Let's see. Hold on a second. Highlight of the Mayo interview was the sprint joke to Greg. Yes. When he said, I did not look like I am doing any virtual sprints or any real sprints, that was a highlight for me as well.
I kind of loved the just low-key confidence of Mayo with the full-on glasses, the large glass of warm tea, and then just like the one sheet in front of him.
Yeah.
It was just so, he was not in any way off his game. He was just chilling out, relaxing, interrupting when he felt he needed to make a correction for Wiggy or something else. But that was a half hour of just a conversation. It felt like he was there. It was just part of the show.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't know if he'll be different after a loss, should they suffer from one. But I mean, he was great. Mm-hmm. He stands there, sits there, and tells you that they're going to run the football and you got to try to stop them. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Says the whining about the offensive line is overblown and, that he has full confidence there. And I declared Ramondre Stevenson to be a top 10 back in the NFL currently and says he doesn't get his just due. And, so I
Jacoby's the guy.
It was a I mean, he shot you right down when you suggested that Drake May ought to get a package here or there. It doesn't seem like you're gonna get you and Chime are not gonna get your wish when it comes to Drake May for a while. But that's okay.
We'll see after week four if their team is 2-2. Then that'll be another, question of, what's...
So if they're 2-2,
yep.
You think maybe they go to Drake May?
If the offensive passing game is still meh at best, I mean, you have to consider that, right?
Yeah. I mean, what did he have, 120 yards throwing the football?
Right. I think he averaged 5 yards for a pass attempt. I mean, that's just like...
Only 50 fewer yards than Aaron Rodgers had.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, those are like high school numbers. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like if they're 2-2, you wait to the Miami game to see if they're above 500 or below. If they, end up 2-3 or 3-2, or who the hell knows it? Maybe they win the rest of their games, and we're like, oh damn, they're sitting there at 4-0. But I can't see that happening. And if they do, that'll be the shock of the world. But it'll be interesting to see, when we get to that point of week five, week six, because this is things that we always talk about, potentially, when we will see Drake May, some people say midway through the season.
Yeah, but if they're winning with Jacoby Brissett, if they're able to do that, then I think they wait on Drake May. Maybe they wait until next season.
They're going
to
wait.
After listening to Gerard yesterday, I think they definitely wait all season.
But a 561 texter said, highlight of the interview was when he said, we fully support Jacoby Brissett, and then he said, I read that off the paper in front of me. So, I don't know, maybe somebody was whispering in his earpiece telling him what to say.
There's support there, but I guess it depends on what, come week six, what their record looks like.
And also, just in terms of, we all think the Patriots, it's a winnable game. We don't know if they're going to win, but Sunday hosting the Seahawks, even before the Bengals game, we thought was the best win available on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And getting lucky with the schedule does benefit you in certain cases. The Jets got in probably now into, JFK, and then they're traveling Sunday to Tennessee, and then they're coming back on a short week Thursday night against the Patriots. That's a hell of a lot of travel. Whereas the Patriots got back at 8:30 last night, according to Mayo. They watched
night
the
before,
Jets.
Night before.
I'm sorry, two nights ago. And then they're going to host the Seahawks and then fly to New York on Wednesday. It's a much better set for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you missed Gerard Mayo yesterday on this show, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app at any time that is convenient for you. And hopefully you have downloaded the app so you can listen to us from wherever you are, whenever you want. and so that you can go back and listen to things that you may have missed on this program. It's AUDACY if you're trying to find the Odyssey app, so you can download it. Shime, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, I believe that is Linkin Park and the great Chester Bennington on lead vocals. Excellent choice. Good morning and hello. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I am wonderful. Yesterday, we discussed briefly my trip to Applebee's. I had some wings last week. Well, there's another person who loves chicken just as much as I do. And I found out over the weekend that former NFL quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is a big chicken guy, and he loves free chicken.
Oh,
Mitch has his centerfold piece for you here on the Twitch. He is doing a campaign with Shake Shack.
Oh.
Ryan Fitzpatrick has teamed up with Shake Shack to bring you free chicken, because who doesn't love fried chicken?
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
With your purchase of $10 or more, you can get free chicken every NFL Sunday at Shake Shack. And I got to say, Shake Shack, underrated chicken sandwiches. I enjoy them a lot. They're not like elite, but they're very, very good. They're in this very solid category, if you will. I just want to say, Ryan Fitzpatrick, hairy man, looks great. Good for him. Happy for him.
Would you say they are in a three-way tie for second place when it comes to best chicken?
Yes, I
okay.
would.
Okay, you would. Okay, good. Who would you have ahead of them?
I think
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
I think they're kind of in their own category. They are elite chicken sandwiches.
I never had a chicken sandwich from Shake Shack, so I couldn't really tell you. I love Chick-fil-A, but I do love that Dave's Hut chicken. I don't know if they're really considered
a chain.
Are they considered a chain?
So. There's more than one. I know there's one in Newton that I've been to.
But are they more like a chain, like Five Guys is a chain? Because, when you think of fast food
joints. Greg can give you every chain location within a quarter mile.
Absolutely, I can.
When you think
Have you ever tried it, though, Curtis?
I might go today. There is one right across from Jim. On Needham Street in Newton.
It's pretty good.
I've never even heard of it.
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's kind of like when I say the Five Guys chain, there's no real drive-through there, so you have to go in. So I don't really throw it in the same category as like a Popeyes or a KFC or something like that. But their chicken is good.
Great lead, Sean.
Thank you.
Great lead. And you came in with the centerfold for Twitch, so you get bonus points.
Boom.
For those who are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube.
And the chicken drop, which is the best one.
Yes.
And I'd be happy to recreate that centerfold at some point. If we ever get a lot of free chicken, Greg, I'd be happy to recreate that for you.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. I mean, bold? I think you should do it with your famous mashed potatoes.
but nobody likes the mashed potatoes.
Strategically placed.
I'd give it a whirl. If you can get me a bear rug to lay on like he has, I'd be happy to.
Do you like this because Ryan Fitzpatrick is au naturel, kind of a furry? Like, look at all that hair.
Yeah,
that
he's just, that's a man who is comfortable in his own skin. Nice wilderness man.
So you would recreate
the
nude centerfold photo shoot that Ryan Fitzpatrick has done.
Sure, yeah. If you supply with a bunch of free chicken boxes and some French fries, I'm in.
I mean, I think we might be able to talk.
Done things for a lot less.
Talk to Applebee's. Their 50-cent wings that Shime blows through.
Yeah,
maybe they could do something.
That would be. I mean,
or you get a bunch of Chick-fil-A boxes. I'd be happy to.
That'd be a wild reveal.
There you go, Chick-fil-A.
I think America, just like you, Shime, they have not seen your penis in years. So
they're gonna go.
You don't get a rim shot for that. I've seen it plenty of times. Thank you.
It would be great.
I have zero issues with that.
It would be great for you.
I don't quite have the same hair quantity as Ryan Fitzpatrick, but like a decent amount. Like not quite nearly as
much. Long as the ladies don't mistake it for a chicken nugget, I think you'd be fine.
I think I'll be all right.
Okay. All right, Curtis. Good morning.
Boneless. what was the biggest storyline in the NFL after Sunday's games?
After Sunday's games, it was probably the Patriots upset. I don't even
know if there was a close second. It was
Tyreek Hill getting arrested.
That's true. On field.
Yeah.
On field. Wow.
I mean, it was the biggest spread in the league.
Yeah,
I
would probably,
up until Shime centerfold.
Yeah, and, yeah. I'd agree with you on that.
Well,
one.
Okay, let's listen to Pat McAfee with Bill Belichick, and let's hear some of the questions.
Yeah, let's take the football.
COVID game in Carolina. There was no fans at the end of the year. They obviously come in laying egg. Bryce Young, now the whole conversation's going to be about him. Let's move to some other games. Is there anything to gain if you're MCDC to be like, yeah, we can win the Super Bowl this year, or does it legitimize any of these big wins? Well, the thought of you just being a DC again and getting back in that thing was wild. Is this natural for these rookies? We will talk about Kyle Shanahan's offense later in this discussion because massive Monday Night Football game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Anything stand out to you guys?
It must be that Bill told them they can't ask about the Patriots if they win. It has to be.
Oh, wait, wow. I'm the bitter one?
I mean,
am I petty?
I don't understand how Pat McAfee talked to him for 45 minutes or whatever it was and didn't ask one question about the stunning upset win by the New England Patriots.
It's shocking.
Wait, I thought I was the one that created the animus. I thought I was the a-hole. I thought Bill was proud of his guys for winning the game.
It's wild.
What? An absolute petty dink. These guys, Gerard Mayo, who was off your tree, who learned from you, wins his first game. You don't bother to reach out and say congratulations. Your son is on the staff of that defense that dominated that game against Joe Burrow, and you don't even afford Pat McAfee the opportunity to ask you a question about the Patriots. Everybody killed Tom Brady. He wasn't very good. But I'm sorry. You're on noon on Monday on ESPN as the lead football analyst on that network on the day after the first Sunday slate of games. For the first time in two decades, your team is coached by someone else. They have the biggest upset on the board, and you don't have the balls to answer a question about it?
It's weird. That's all. I just found it to be so weird.
Oh, so
and I don't know if it's a – I'm assuming it's a Bill thing. I mean, I guess it could be a McAfee thing.
He has so many media opportunities right now. So is he just not going to touch on the Patriots at all this season?
Well,
because that's a massive miss.
Well, he has been.
Yeah, he already talked about it.
He was critiquing Drake May on his coach show Friday night.
So it was before they played. So now that they've played a game, are we going to not hear Bill's takes on this Pat squad? Because that's what I want to hear more than any other take.
What other games did he talk about in that 40 minutes?
Every other game.
Every other game.
I mean, every other game that's topical.
Well, I mean, yeah, I would think that, McAfee might say, hey, great win by your former team. What did you think about them going into Cincinnati and pulling the upset? You know, he didn't even – so that is kind of interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Very weird. Yeah. All right, great lead, Curtis.
Thank you. Am I petty?
There are some – I'm looking at the text line. They think your hate for Bill Belichick is causing a psychological issue for you.
Oof.
It's just reacting. I think it's the pretty important guy on ESPN. We all said how excited we were to talk.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
About Bill Belichick and listen to his thoughts. The fact that he's on that show and McAfee, who's Mr. I'll ask anything, McAfee told Robert Kraft he was making a decision he didn't want to make on national TV. Mm. This is a guy that is not afraid to bring up difficult subjects.
Callers were coming for Curtis yesterday on Keith and Jones.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
They were like, man, what's... not just there, but Curtis, you know, and we ultimately took some friendly fire because he was like, what's up with WEI trashing Belichick?
Yeah.
Is it trash Belichick day?
Yeah.
Woo!
It was a great day. Just a great day.
508 texter says, shut up, Curtis. Mm. They did the guy dirty with Dynasty.
Oh, so his son is still being paid by that team. Mm. So Bill can't be that angry.
Well, Bill's still being paid by that team, too.
Right. So he's being paid $30 million to do nothing. I mean, that's a pretty good gig.
It is a pretty good gig. All right, we'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.